Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
We're recording.
Okay, is the red light on?
It's a ramble. I love rambles. I love rambles.
This ramble's kind of crazy because I feel like a bomb just went off.
Right? So much has happened.
In the last 5 minutes.
Right. All this shit just happened.
All this shit just happened.
And
I don't know, guys. It's from Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. You guys wouldn't know, musical, whatever.
You and your deep cuts.
I know.
You guys should
cuts.
Have a deep cut, like,
and only,
Instagram.
Like, one person in every thousand would know what we're talking about.
Every fandom, one person would realize what we're talking
but
about.
But it should be called, like, the deep, deep cut or something. Anyways, we should tell them why.
Okay. So, I guess a lot of you that came to the live podcast, I did bring up the fact that Jack and I did break up, and, I don't know. I guess I didn't want to talk about it for a while, and I didn't think that, like, I needed to explain it, but then I went in the Facebook group, and then I guess you guys are already talking about it and, you know, putting two and two together and all that stuff, so I figured I would address it on here.
But you did cut it out of the live podcast, the recording.
I did. I didn't like the way I came across about it.
Yeah, it was too, like, casual.
It was casual, but also, like, I didn't really know what to say or how to explain it, especially with all those people looking at me. I was like, I don't really know what to
say. Also, to be fair, you don't have to. It's actually very nice that you are, just because everyone's been following sort of our personal lives to a small extent.
Yes,
Ashley's
exactly.
To a big extent.
Yeah, so I just didn't think it was necessary, but then I guess most of this podcast is about relationships and dating talk, so I figured that I would...
Who's that calling you?
Shay. So I figured I owe it to you guys to talk about it. So yeah, Jack and I did break up, and he ended up moving back home a couple months ago, and I rekindled with someone from my past who I went to high school with. I've known him for a long time, and you guys, I guess, saw it on my Insta story that we're seeing each other. So I wanted to address that, and we were just in the Facebook group, and we saw that Jack did respond to a few things. Very nice. It's odd having Jack come into the Facebook group and, like, put his two cents in on a relationship, but I understand.
But you have been in touch to, like, let people know that, like, you're still very friendly.
Yeah, we're very friendly. Yeah. He knows, like, that he had to move home, and he knows that he had to work on some things, and we were just in different places. I know how PC that is and all that, but, so we're still friendly. We still talk about Gergie, our child, and aww. I don't know, really what else to say other than that. You guys have anything?
I would just say that, like, I would say that he probably was not progressing as much as you needed him to in LA.
Yeah.
And the best place for him is to be in Nashville, which is where, you know, the area is from.
Yeah.
And he's doing a really great job out there, and you really want him to flourish.
Yeah.
And yeah,
he's a very nice boy. It doesn't make him not a nice boy.
Yeah. And he's been so classy about that. Even the post was like, he, like, no hard feelings. Like, he didn't say anything.
Yeah. I just didn't think that I had to bring it up. And now I feel like I have to bring it up. And
I will say, just 'cause I'm like, I think everything he said was so nice. And, like, I miss Jack, obviously, as a person. He doesn't live here anymore in LA. Personally, I just find it a little odd to, like, write in a Facebook group, but he also, I guess, has the right to. I mean, he's in the group.
I guess,
and it's
so,
like,
yeah.
People are talking about him. I guess I always think in, like, my terms, and I'm like, if I was dating a guy that hosted a podcast,
Would you be like, this is what I have to say? I don't know. It's hard to restrain yourself.
To play devil's advocate.
But it's really nice. I think the only, I just pinpointed exactly how I feel. Obviously, nothing he did was wrong. It's a free country. It's great. I think it's a little bit of a bummer Lauren didn't get to like tell everyone in this community that we've all built together.
Well, she did tell them, but she only told the small live group. I'm saying like here on this
podcast.
Yeah, but she told the live group and the live group reported to the group.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened.
Okay, right, yeah, they got information. They put two and two together. Yeah. So it's, you know.
That's true. So I also want to say that if I feel like Jack is probably feeling a little bit frustrated because he's like speechless in the situation because like Lauren has a platform to talk about it. Yeah. And then he doesn't even have a platform to talk about it. So like
and
when they were
talking about him, yeah, I agree.
He was like, I guess I can interject here.
Yeah, you're right. I totally understand now.
I guess it was like at first I was like,
whoa.
Right.
That's exactly. Really what
yeah,
I mean.
Cause, I mean, it was startling. It was a long paragraph. I was like, God, I have to read this and hopefully nothing bad comes out of it. But it was totally fine. Totally good. Totally nice. I just didn't think that I had to talk about it. And so I didn't for a while.
He is handling the breakup with like as much respect and like sweetness as you possibly could.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go.
Aww. Okay.
Life,
well,
man.
Well, man, do I have some I don't get it's lined up, guys.
Perfect.
Do you?
I think I do. I was actually thinking of one, but of course
I've gotten in the habit of writing them all down.
I'm
doing a good job.
Good.
Speaking about relationships, let's start off with the Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber article that came out this week.
Article?
Well, there's an interview that he did. Have you... No, he did it. Have you listened to the album?
I haven't.
Not really.
I haven't either.
Which is kind of sad.
I'm more interested
in looking at them rather than listening.
It's really weird because I've always been diehard Bieber, but I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just been an influx of him on my social feed where I'm just like,
You're Bieber'd out.
I'm kind of like, I feel like I have Bieber burnout maybe right now, but I definitely want to listen to it. Is it good? Have you?
No, not at all. I just like know that I've been so weird with music lately. You know, I've talked about this so many times. I need to be alone too. Jeremy and I like will argue because he doesn't like listening to new music in the car. Like I couldn't believe the other day
that I feel like that is where you listen to a new song is in the car. Right?
I like to listen to it by myself in the car. So granted, that is how I feel. And Jared may feel the same way when he's alone in the car. Yeah. He experiments with new music, but he doesn't want to learn a new song with me sitting next to him in the car. Okay. And in some way I do understand it, but the other day in the car, I go, can I listen to the new Richard Marx album? And he goes, no.
That's awesome.
And then I go, well, what do you want to listen to? Like, what do we both want to listen to? He goes, well, I want to listen to Matchbox 20. I was like,
Are you
fucking joking me?
Yeah.
I'm like, is there anything? How can you listen to the songs over and over again? A lot of them are magical because they're nostalgic and they put you in an old place.
Right.
But like, we listen to Matchbox 20 singles in the car. Like,
oh
they're new.
God, like 3 a.m.
Like, they're brand
3
a.m. We put 3 a.m. on.
3 a.m. Like, yeah. You get excited when that comes on the radio.
Does. He gets psyched when he even puts it on his
oh
phone.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So then
did
we
you
put
see their
on
performing
Matchbox.
At Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, I mean,
September.
We're gonna go to like all the shows, which I don't mind at all. I mean, I really do like them a lot, but I just couldn't believe that I couldn't listen to something new in the car. This is I only bring it up because this is the second argument we've had about this. The other one was in Iceland. Like, I started crying. It was a mess.
Wait, really? Why?
I go, Jared, I really want you to listen to the lyrics of this song. And then after, I go, what'd you think of it? He goes, oh, I didn't really listen. And I go, why not? He's like, I just don't like listening to like your music in the car that I don't know.
What?
And I'm like, that's like a bonding thing. Like, I need you to listen to the music that I like. I share my music and you share your music. That's just like what the couples do.
Yeah.
He has no interest in getting to know my music.
Wait, so where does he like to listen to new music?
I'm not even sure if he cares about listening to new music.
I don't think he wasn't anything other than Matchbox 20 from 2000.
That's crazy.
No, because like when he's in charge of the music, he'll like, well, they're all old 90s songs.
They're
like, he doesn't play like any new discoveries.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's weird. He
That's
doesn't
a psychiatric
listen to new-
problem.
Yeah, well, it's also just, it's just like how, like, he doesn't like being anywhere for, like, other than New England. It's like he needs, everything needs to be, like, a little bit old.
Everything has to be a little bit, yeah, like, known, I feel like. I actually only really listen to oldies now that I come to think of it, but I like discovering,
I know.
I like discovering new music, and if someone told me, hey, I want you to check out this song, I would never say no, play Toxic right now. Like, what the fuck?
No, that's exactly how it
like,
goes.
Like, that makes no sense.
Oh, yeah, that's no, so weird. He doesn't like it. He really doesn't like no. it. But, like, I also understand, like, part of me would be like a little bit reluctant to listen to new music that he yeah. wanted to play with me. Play
but you would
me.
Say yes.
But I would still say yes yeah. and give it a whirl. And then I'd be like, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
yeah you, know? You wouldn't say no.
It's not going to kill you.
That's crazy.
No, Jared needs something comforting in the car on like a, we had an hour drive back at night. And I think he just was like, no, I'm going to, know what I, gonna listen to what I know right now.
Well, that's odd. He needs, oh, Jared. He needs to figure that
okay,
out.
Okay, so anyway, aww. We went from the Bieber music to this.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Naz here with Ashley and Lauren, and we're going to tell you guys how
and
to
you're
save
blind.
Some.
Hi,
thanks
Naz,
thanks for blowing my lead. It's such a funny joke.
Oh,
Lauren.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. We're about to talk about Hubble.
Wait, I want to talk to you about Hubble for a second.
Okay.
How blind are you without contacts?
I am -3 in both of my eyes.
So what does that mean?
Actually, one of my eyes is negative like 3.30. So that means when I don't have glasses or contacts in, everything is blurry. Everyone is big.
Everything is
everyone is Bigfoot, and I cannot drive and function. Ooh. And the thing that stinks when you have, you know, bad eye vision is that contacts are so expensive. And like back in the day, the only place to get contacts was either like through a Walmart or by going to an eye doctor, and they all get it from like, you know, like a couple places, and mm-hmm. the prices were jacked. Mm-hmm. But now, thanks to Hubble, you can literally get contacts that are so affordable. And because of Hubble, I was able to switch to dailies, which are nice because if you guys don't wear contacts and you don't know, when you wear contacts, some of them are like bi-weekly. Some of them you can have in your eye for a month, which I think is
in
a
your
little...
eye?
Well, you're supposed to take it out every night, but I'm saying like reuse it, which I think okay, is kind of yeah. like, ugh,
I
icky.
Used to do that when I had my colored contacts.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Yeah. But if you have to put in your eye
vanity.
Every day,
I would feel very fresh with new ones every day.
Exactly. And contacts are expensive because for years, four companies controlled 95% of the market until now. And so you can get quality daily lenses for a fraction of the price. No prescription, no worries. Hubble can connect you to an optometrist near you. And the daily lenses are typically more expensive, but now thanks to Hubble, they're not. So if you guys want daily contacts at a price that you can afford, visit HubbleContacts.com. You'll get 2 weeks of daily contacts shipped straight to your door just for just $1. That's 30 contacts for just $1.
Wait, 30 contacts for $1?
Yep.
Wait, how does that work?
What are you waiting? what are you guys waiting for? Make 2020 the year you start seeing 2020 and stop overpaying for contacts. So start seeing the savings when you sign up at HubbleContacts.com. That's HubbleContacts.com. And don't forget to select our show in the post-checkout survey. You're welcome.
So Justin Bieber, I'm going to read you this article and then get your initial thoughts. And then I read the comments and then I had other thoughts.
Oh,
okay. So come on this thought journey with me.
I'm excited.
Okay. So Justin Bieber opens up about the moment that he knew that Hailey Bieber was the one. He says something just clicked. It was like, wow, she's the one. In a recent interview with Apple Music, he talked about how she was the one. He said that he saw her at an event. He says some bad English in here. I'm reading quotes, okay?
Okay.
He goes, I'd seen her at an event. I'd seen her with a baby. And something just clicked. It was like, wow, she's the one. He recalled about falling in love with his wife.
Damn, I got to start holding people's babies
you do.
Around.
He said, quote, I kind of decluttered some of my past and was just really seeing clearly. I just saw her across the room. She was holding a baby. I just seen the nurturing look in her eyes towards the baby. And I was like, I want this to be the mother of my children. I want the mother of my children to look at a baby the way that she was.
She does look at babies very, very adorably.
Okay. And the way that she was carrying it, I just saw something so special. I was just like, I want that. I knew that she could offer that to me. And that was it. So now what do you guys think about that?
I think it makes total sense.
And then he literally said, and then he continued to say, I want to start my own family in due time. I want to enjoy being married for a little bit, go on tour, be married, enjoy us traveling, just the two of us, build our relationship. And then, yeah, babies would be the next step.
I think what he said is insightful and really sweet. I think it's like an insight into where, what stage of life he's in, mm-hmm. where he just said he decluttered his past. So he probably like broke up with Selena, got rid of like a lot of the bad choices he was making with other stuff, yeah. took a break from music because he was like, so remember mentally exhausted. Mm-hmm. He like quit his tour mm-hmm. in the middle of it. And then I don't know. I just feel like I got to hold babies around. I feel like guys get off. It's like when we see a hot guy holding a baby too. And we essentially look for husbands as well, right? When you're yeah. dating, you're like, I want to, well, I do at least. I'm like, I want someone that's going to be a great dad, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that's my only thought is that that's the feeling he had when he saw
her.
Yeah,
she's very natural children. So I feel like.
I love that you know that.
She's
how do you know this? What have you seen?
All I do all day is watch videos of Hailey Baldwin, like just breathing, okay?
What baby Hailey is she Bieber. Holding?
She holds babies all the time.
Really?
She has so many pictures of her holding babies and children playing with kids. And like her smile's super genuine with them. So I could totally understand falling in love with her watching her. Play with kids.
She's fucking genius. Okay,
so yeah. I was on your guys' side completely while reading the article, and then for some reason I was compelled to read the comments, and then the comments I started thinking, oh damn, maybe they're right. So one person said, this isn't romantic in the least. It says nothing about her as a person. A woman is more than a baby maker. This kind of actually grosses me out. Another person said, quote, I knew she could offer that to me. To me, it wouldn't matter how it was phrased. It just doesn't speak true. Unconditional, selfless love. I'm sorry, but these words are nasty coming from anyone because it says like what she could offer me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some person goes...
Come on.
No. It's okay. Somebody else said, yes, because as a woman, your sole purpose is to be an incubator. Get the fuck out of here. Everyone knows that you treat Hailey like garbage, so please save this.
He doesn't treat her like garbage.
Just the fact that he led with, I just was like, I want that. And I knew that she could offer me that. Makes me feel for her and sick as a woman. Why not talk to her instead of showing?
He already knew her. He why already not was talk really good friends
instead of
her.
How strong your bond. Talk about how strong your bond was with her, and not only her maternal qualities.
I think maternal qualities can be sexy. I think you can find it very sexy and attractive that she can be maternal and also like beautiful. And also, he knew her before. It wasn't like he just saw this thing from across the room.
I think there's when you were reading it initially, when you said the maternal part, I was like, I thought a little bit about what they're saying in the comments, but because we've seen them through social media on like a bigger scale, like mm-hmm. he's said other things about her publicly. We know that this isn't the only way he's felt. I think these people are taking what he's saying so literally.
Yeah.
And, but again, it is, we are living in a time right now where I think, you know, women are suppressed still in so many ways. And there are some guys that look at women like that in general, but I don't think that that is what Justin meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is also.
So I saw her solely. In a more of a womanly light rather than this girl who he's hooked up with before. More of like, this is a woman now.
I agree. I'm going to read two more comments that are right here in front of me. Somebody said religious paternalism at its finest. Nothing about her as a person, her goals or her dreams, just an incubator for his babies and what kind of mother she would be. And then somebody goes, I know, right? Nothing about knowing her as an actual person, having the same values, but hey, she looks cute with the baby. I kind of agree with both of us. I do feel that Justin probably was speaking on this because he knew her as a person before.
They asked
and then
him the
at
instant.
That moment when things switched after his mm-hmm. final breakup with mm-hmm. Selena, when he saw her with the baby, it was probably like, I feel like that's more meant for me than Selena was meant for me.
Yeah.
But if just taking those comments as somebody who didn't know the two of their history,
correct,
probably would have thought it was also a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, and also, yeah, but I don't know. It's but like, you it don't sweet? Know how that person
but is it
feels.
Sweet? Maybe it's
so
is sweet.
It's so weird to me when, like, even like when we talk about people we don't know, even though like we sort of like do it for a living,
know.
Like for people to comment and be like, "This is how you feel." It just seems so like weird to me because. Everything that they say in interviews, there's only certain words taken at. You know what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying because so many people would say the same things about Jared. It's to be like, they'd be like, oh, but he did this to her in the past. It's like, yeah, well, that doesn't matter because like
we've
fast forward in the future.
Yeah.
This is how he feels.
I mean, I think of The Bachelor, and it's like when you're weighing between the final four or the last two, it's like, well, what kind of life? I don't want to use the word offer because maybe that word is what triggered this whole thing. But yeah. What kind of life do you envision with that person, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. I think if Justin would have said, and I envisioned a life yeah. with her and kids, then yeah. maybe this wouldn't have been a thing.
Offer what she could offer.
I think he chose the wrong word.
I obviously kept saying our seen life rather together. Than saw, yeah. so he's yeah. just not wording things properly.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, I hope so. I don't know. I don't know him. Maybe he is just thinking she's a... I have no fucking clue.
Okay. Very interesting. And yeah, I didn't know that he like had a reputation for treating her like crap. Because,
yeah,
but,
does he?
But
I
saw multiple comments about that.
He has had many emotional issues and she's had to, you know... Be there by his side, but that's not, you know,
I think she has to take care of him.
Yeah.
I think she usually does more of the work than he does. This is all from afar. I have
this is literally
no
all
idea.
What I'm saying. Yeah. We have nobody clue.
No idea.
I would say that Kim probably puts in more work with Kanye.
Yeah,
than like,
exactly.
So, yes. Yeah. So who knows?
Did you see the video of them at the basketball game and she went in for a kiss and he just was too focused on smiling?
No. Kanye was smiling? Smiling at what?
Okay, so it was like Kim Kardashian, and then she like waved, and then Kanye was so focused on them being like, and Kanye West, and she went in for a kiss,
and he was just smiling,
he was waiting for the wave and smile. So then she had to like grab his face and like kiss.
Can we
him.
Talk about how smiley Kanye has been over the past couple years?
Yeah,
that man smiles at everything now.
I know.
That man looked like a cherry.
That man looked like a cherry. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Another deep cut.
Okay. But you guys ever explain them? Explain them.
That's the America's game, the Giants, whatever, and Michael Strahan was concerned for Coach, what's the name?
This is a deep
Coughlin. Coach Coughlin, he was getting frostbite on his face. And he said during the Super Bowl, he was so concerned because that man looked like a cherry.
Eli goes, I was just so concerned that Coughlin had frostbite all over his face. And then the next clip is, that man looked like a cherry.
And I quoted that to Strahan backstage at Good Morning
America.
Did
he know what you're talking about?
He knew exactly what he said. That man looked like a cherry.
I go, Michael, my sister and I always said, that man looked like a cherry.
That's funny.
On our Almost Famous podcast this week, we talked about just Michael Strahan as a human.
I was going to ask you, how set, like, does he just ooze swag and sexiness, or is he sort of nerdy?
Just kindness and just warmth. Like, he is warmth, what you see on TV is Michael Strahan in real life. He treats everyone backstage like they're friends. No, like, discrepancy between, like, A-listers and reality stars. He just, like, will go back there and engage in a full conversation. Like,
that's amazing.
He is what you see is what you get, and like there's very few people that I would just talk up like him.
That's amazing.
It's so nice.
He's so hot.
I have the video of Kim.
Let me see. I'm watching now. All right, she's going for the kiss. He's just smiling, looking straight.
And then
she's like, I need to kiss you.
Yeah, she's like, you have to kiss me or I look so dumb.
Oh, well, he didn't see her.
I know, but it was very funny.
That's funny.
Naz, the last time I was in your apartment, we were making HelloFresh, like the first meal you've ever cooked in your life. How'd you find it?
You just love saying the first meal I ever cooked in my life.
Well, it really was because you were like, what's a measuring cup?
I did not say what's a measuring cup. I maybe didn't have one in my kitchen, but thanks to HelloFresh, I am like, She's on her way. I feel like I am Emeril's long lost daughter.
Well, you actually, I can't even fathom you cooking without the help of HelloFresh and the fact that everything was measured out pretty much for you, except for like water that you needed to measure.
I 1000% could not cook without HelloFresh, and I made one of their pasta dishes recently and I posted it on my Instagram.
Yeah, send a picture to me after that. That was your second meal.
Yeah, I posted on my Instagram and everyone was like, oh my God, this looks so good. You made that? And I didn't tell one person it was from HelloFresh.
Well, what? Why can't you tell her?
Because I wanted everyone to
pre-measured
things. Yeah, because I couldn't. But the point is that honestly, their shit is so legit. It comes with everything you need. You don't even have to think. It is the most convenient, conducive to my lifestyle, and it just makes me feel healthy.
And now you know what like kind of spices you need for things.
Exactly. And I know sort of like how to measure things out and like how, you know, just adding another garnish, can like make something taste different. I just, mm-hmm. I genuinely love HelloFresh because I've been cooking a lot this year and I'm really proud of myself. And I just love that their meals are low calorie, vegetarian, family friendly recipes every week. They also have non-vegetarian, obviously. And it just takes the stress out of meal planning and prepping.
Yeah, it can take just about 30 minutes, or they're also 20 minute, really quick recipes. My favorite thing about HelloFresh is that it really eliminates waste because it's all pre-portioned. So like if I'm just cooking for me and Jared, it's perfect amount of food for two people and I'm not going to have leftovers because like leftovers can rock, but also leftovers can suck. And like, I'd rather just have a fresh dinner every day, you know, and not have to be like, oh, I'm going to eat the same thing tomorrow night.
A HelloFresh dinner.
A HelloFresh.
hello.
All right. Well, you guys, it's America's number one meal kit. It's America's best value meal kit. You're getting the most for your moolah. It's delicious. It's going to save you time. It's sustainable and flexible. And you can get your first HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/getit10 and use code GETIT10 for 10 free meals with shipping, free shipping. So HelloFresh.com/getit10, code GETIT10 for 10 meals, including free shipping.
That sounds pretty good to me.
I mean, I don't know why you would say no to that, actually.
Try it out.
Doesn't make any sense.
Like, just do it, guys.
Yeah.
HelloFresh.
Okay. All right. So my next one is Jared related.
Again, I love these.
Do you love that?
Yeah. People can be like, Ashley and Jared have marriage problems.
No, I know. No one thinks that.
You know what?
We have a marriage.
That's what it is. We have a marriage.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. You have a real marriage.
Yeah. Okay. So... You know, Jared, like, you know how I get really excited over dinner? I get really excited over food. Like, I'm more of a savory person. He's a sweet person. He doesn't really look forward to dinner. He looks forward to dessert. You know, give him a piece of cake or ice cream, the man is down. Like, he'll daydream about that. Okay. Yeah. So then a couple days ago, I found Girl Scout cookies. Aww. So excited. Buy Girl Scout cookies. I'm like, Jared, I got Girl Scout cookies. Like,
honestly, like on the way to the house with Girl Scout cookies in the trunk, like, is there any better feeling of like anticipation? You know, you're gonna bust that shit open,
but you're gonna eat
all
so
three
many.
Trays of it,
yes,
and you're gonna have like one little row left for like 2 hours later.
Are they okay? Question before the rest of the story. Are they that good, or is it
that's
because
what
it's a what a novelty thing we only get once a year?
That's
no. I think Samoas are 1,000% like an explosion in your mouth, a collection of eclectic flavors.
Caramel just like, delights.
Yeah. Just like carefully crafted. I'm seeing the word carefully crafted, you know, like whoever thought of putting like coconut and like making the circle and then the fudge is perfectly placed. Like, and then the caramel, it's like not too much caramel because we all know caramel
is there
be
a better
so
cookie all year round that we could eat?
No, I mean,
maybe
that's the
Jones
best
on
cookie.
Third chocolate chip cookies.
Well, I mean, you can't compare it to a classic chocolate chip cookie, I feel like. Classic chocolate chip cookie is bomb, right?
Yeah.
Warm. But
yeah.
If you think of other cookies, specialty
no,
flavored
like
cookies.
Buying in a box. There's no other box cookie.
The
I don't chips of
Keebler's
Ahoy.
No. Keebler M&M.
The Keebler M&M
yeah,
ones
the chips
are
Ahoy
really
M&M.
They're not Chips Ahoy. They're the Keebler triple deluxe with
the
three little M&Ms.
M&Ms.
Those are
lit.
They're good.
I thought Chips Ahoy made M&M ones. They don't.
Maybe they do, but they're not Keeblers.
I mean, here's the thing. Oreos, like, technically are America's favorite cookie. I have never... They are. That's their tagline.
Yeah.
I've never actually, with my own money, purchased a packet of Oreos. But when they're around or at an office or someone's house, I go to town.
That's why you don't buy them, because you'd go to town.
That's why. Yeah. But, like...
Double Oreos are good.
You can't go. Shit. No, you can't go regular stuffed. Remember that one time Jared bought regular stuff, and you're like, "What?
Yeah, I was like, "Get out of here!"
Yeah, you need like the extra. Like you need it to be higher in order for it to be a satisfying bite.
They just came out with quadruple stuffed, guys.
That's too much. It needs to be a perfect ratio. Yeah, and double stuffed is that perfect ratio.
I know we're in the middle of a story right now, but I think now would be a great time to tell you guys that I had a dream that we were in a commercial. And it was a food commercial because that's all we talked about. And at the end, someone was narrating above it, like saying something about the competitor. And then we all took a bite and we go, I don't get it.
Oh my God.
And then the commercial was over.
Reach out to us. Any food brands.
Any food brands.
friends and you want us to talk about the competitor and us not understanding the competitor.
I literally was dying laughing.
You just came up with a grade A commercial.
I just literally, I know, I woke up, I was like, oh my God, that'd be so funny.
That is really funny. Okay, so anyway, I expressed my delight over the Girl Scout cookie purchase and I'm eating them and I'm like, Jared, are these not the most unbelievable things ever?
Wait, Ashley, we got to just say Biscoff is still like one of our number one favorite.
We love Biscoff.
Yeah. We didn't mention that. Okay.
But you also don't think about buying that in the grocery store either.
No, that's my delight on an airplane.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's my savior on an airplane.
Girl Scout is your winter delight. And then Biscoff is your flight delight.
Yes.
And afternoon delight. Yes. Okay, keep going.
And then I go, did you like look forward to getting Girl Scout cookies as a kid? He'd be like, they're okay. He goes, they're okay.
But he loves sweets.
And I go, I'm trying to express my passion over a sweet. And this is the one sweet that you go, they're okay. You need your taste buds examined.
They're not chocolatey enough for him.
Oh, does he only like chocolate?
Well, he doesn't. Thin Mints apparently don't do it for him either.
They're great texture.
Their texture is unbelievable.
No, but Thin Mints need to be refrigerated.
I agree that they're better when refrigerated, but their texture, you know how I have like that weird thing where I want to eat detergent tablets?
Yeah, it's just like a detergent tablet.
It is a detergent tablet. It's a chlorine tablet. It's everything I've wanted in my mouth as far as texture goes.
Really?
With chocolate.
Like a softer Altoid? That's the texture aspire?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so bizarre to me.
Oh,
that's why you like those wafer cookie things.
Wafer cookies.
Is that you? Mm-hmm. Someone made me buy those in the checkout.
No, but you know how my mom like would used to use powder detergent and I'd be like, Mom, I just want to put my face in there.
I just want to chew that.
I just want to chew that up.
Just like eating sand.
I almost tried a Tide Pod when that was a thing.
What?
I just wanted to see. Remember when the kids were eating Tide Pods?
Yeah, but wasn't that by accident?
No, they were like doing it on purpose. And to me, that like that little piece of plastic with the liquid in it, that seems like some squishy thing I'd want to like.
Yeah, I don't want to put it in my mouth though, but I definitely want to play with it.
Yeah,
with my hand.
Then it explodes.
Yeah,
and
what
go
can
everywhere.
You get that? I feel like you can get something else.
What is
pomegranate?
Like
a pomegranate.
A pomegranate.
A pomegranate like seed.
I had a pomegranate for the first time.
I gave it to Lauren. She
about
I was
a couple
like,
weeks ago.
Here, it tastes like nail polish
remover.
Who the
fuck eats those?
I don't understand.
You like buy pomegranate.
I do.
Nail
Trader
polish
Joe's.
Remover.
Yeah,
it's weird.
You get big pomegranate cups.
And I think anyone going out of their way to buy cantaloupe and to buy pomegranate.
Yeah.
And buy, what's the other one? Honeydew.
Honeydew is the green one, right?
What are other, like,
who the
what are
fuck
other
buys
mediocre
honeydew?
Oh, shit. What?
Other mediocre fruits include, let me think.
I can't think of them.
Cantaloupe definitely is a filler, but I do enjoy it as a filler.
Cantaloupe is for free at a hotel.
I
that
agree
is
with
when you.
You
eat, that
but
is when you eat.
I think honeydew cantaloupe. Is definitely more so that.
Honeydew is just bleh.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I love me some grapefruit in the morning and mango.
Ashley,
I can't have mango.
Could you please
you guys can't eat
tell us another item that doesn't involve food?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you getting hungry, Lauren?
No.
Well, I do have another food one, but we'll say that till later. And that also has to do with airplanes.
We should just do
food. Our podcast is
airplanes and
airplanes. Oh my god! Should we talk about the seat thing today? The seat thing.
What seat thing?
Like the people, the recline versus not recline
debate. What are you talking about?
What
is that a thing?
God, I'm so Where have you been on the internet this week?
I have been off my phone.
I'm always on the internet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. Press pause, you guys. I have to show these girls the video.
Okay.
All right, you guys. You may know about this video that has been circulating the internet for the past week or so. It's a guy on a Delta flight. A woman reclined her seat. He happened to be in the last row. You can't recline in the last row of an airplane, for the most part. Instead of telling her, excuse me, like, I have no room back here, which I don't even know whether he has a right to do, he starts pounding, tapping on the seat in front of him, which is this woman's seat, and she has decided to recline. She, because of his annoyance and like just the most the absurdity of it all, starts to record video of this and puts it out on the internet. And now the country is divided.
Oh.
There are tweets out there.
So people are telling her to either she should have like took the recline off. Or
in this case, and I love Delta. We think they're the finest airline.
Yeah.
So no shame to them. But the flight attendant sided with the guy and said, I'm sorry that you have such a little room and you're feeling cramped. Can I get you a drink? And then some people are shaming the woman for taking video of it. And I'm like, No, you
be a fucking adult. If you can't handle that seat, you buy another one.
Oh my god, I'm so torn right now. I don't know.
No, guys.
If you're physically making someone behind you uncomfortable, you don't think that's kind of mean?
No, because you bought that seat, and then you can recline the seat if you want.
But if I could recline, Ashley, excuse me,
then it's a chain reaction. Then she's sitting upright, and then the person in front of her is going to lean into her, and then
exactly.
Like,
it's all a chain reaction until being in the last row.
The thing about
being in the last row is that if you really don't want to be in the last row, if you're going to punch the seat in front of you, you better be spending the extra money not being the last row.
Yeah, let me say first and foremost, that guy is so crazy, and no one should ever side with him for him to like go out of his way to punch and like hurt someone else.
Yeah.
He is so wrong. I'm just saying if I was her, it would suck. But if someone behind me was like, hey, I got long legs, I got stuck in the back, do you mind like moving up a little? I would probably move up. I would hate it. I'd be annoyed.
This changes things. It was an American Airlines flight. And we all know American Airlines has no room. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, but I am kidding.
I don't know. What would you guys do?
American Airlines? Oh, yeah. Okay, so this
United has the smallest.
United is the smallest.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
But, okay, so this is American Air. And the interesting thing is I got mixed up because the Delta CEO has come out this week after this.
What did he say?
And said, he said that everyone flying should ask the person behind them
if they recline.
And then the controversy exploded even more
because now
so-and-so, like, you know, the head of an airline is
telling us
what we should and should not be doing as far as manners go. And the thing is, they're the ones that are creating the planes and creating us to be uncomfortable when people do recline. It's like, then take two rows out and make us like make the seats further apart.
Yeah. Just sell if each fucking plane sold
like 12,
like 4 to 6 less seats.
Less seats. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'd be six, and let's just say it's 6 on one side, no, you're six right. on the other. 12 seats.
12. Yeah. If you eliminated two rows,
yeah.
Oh my god, the planes would be glorious.
Yeah, everyone could lean back, no problem. The back row will never recline, though. I don't think, right?
No, that's why I don't think that the back row should be right in the back. If you eliminated move everyone down. I think you know what's funny? You brought up an I don't get it. I actually did have. I don't know if I've shared this before, mm-hmm. but when I was flying back from New York last month, mm-hmm. I was have we talked about this already? How long the flight is from New York mm-hmm. to LA? How
Six
crazy
and a half
it is!
Or something?
And well, it's so much different than when you go to LA from New York.
But did I say how like dumb it is that we can like go to the moon and we can't make it to New York in
less
than that time?
There was a Concorde.
I know, but I just don't understand why it's not like readily available to everyone and why planes aren't comfortable now. Like, well, we've done so much in the world. We're like going to Mars. No, I know. Why can't I make it to New York like comfortably unless I pay a bajillion dollars?
Right. They stopped the Concorde because it was what?
Well, I don't think it was the safest, but also the main reason was because it was too expensive that like it just couldn't, they just weren't making enough money because it was like over $1,000 a ticket.
All that fast. Is it the gas?
You know? I think there's something. I think the technology, the gas, I don't know.
People...
Should I look it up?
I think it's like they're too lazy to change the system because it's already going. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like to change a whole system around the world with like every airport. I don't know.
It is crazy to think of the scheduling.
Because all the planes have routes. Yeah. And, yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, back to it.
So like, no, there's like, I in no way side with this man because even if you're uncomfortable, you don't behave like that.
No, you don't behave like that. That's
crazy. You can say like, you can tweet at the airline, be like, I can't believe how uncomfortable I was on this flight.
Or
I
tell
was
the woman like, do you mind putting up? If she says no, no, then you be an adult.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Then that's your situation.
But also she paid for her for ticket and he paid for his and like, I know that sometimes you get stuck in the last row. I've done it plenty of times. Yeah. It really sucks. Remember that one time we were stuck on the tarmac in the last row?
Yep.
Oh my God.
It's very claustrophobic back there. I get it. But like to behave like that is just inexcusable. And if you are one of those people that you think it would be kind and you think it's, if you're one of those people that would like to ask the person behind you and before you recline, go for it.
Yeah. But what if they say no?
But don't make it a thing that like, and now everybody has to ask that.
Yeah, no, I don't think that should be a thing. I think you should like, act freely and like you paid. I mean, technically she's not wrong. What I was just saying is like to avoid having to like go through that pain and having an issue and videotaping someone, I would probably just like move forward.
Right.
That's all.
Before that, I would have moved forward. Saying?
But I guess she was trying to make a statement.
You guys know that I was on a plane once where like that happened. The kid was pounding the lady next to me. So there was a lady in the window seat. I was in the middle. The kid behind her was just kicking the seat repeatedly, like for a long time. She kept giving the mom and like the kids dirty looks, like being like, okay. And then at some point she turned around and she's like, I need you to stop kicking my seat. And she didn't say it in a nasty way.
Yeah.
But the mom freaked out and the two women got
I remember this.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there.
You were there.
I was with you.
Oh yeah, you were like across the aisle.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd she say?
Well, at some point, I don't even remember, it escalated, but somebody called somebody a bitch, and then somebody said like she's like, don't you judge my parenting, and she's like, oh, or like something like
I really, it's so vague, but I remember her standing up.
But the most dramatic moment was when the woman next to me got up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
She like nudged the other lady as she walked through down the aisle.
She poured a drink or something, right?
And then when she nudged her, supposedly, which I don't even think she did on purpose.
Yeah.
The other woman behind me threw her drink into the seat in front of me while the lady was in the bathroom. And then I picked up the ice cubes and stuff.
No,
I was
I'm not dealing with the repercussions of this lady. I had to make an emergency landing because of your bitch ass.
It was almost to that point.
Yeah.
Like they had to settle down because they were making a scene.
Wait, I'm glad we're on this topic because I just thought of another. I don't get it why I was also traveling. And people just lose all sense of respect and manners when it comes to getting off of an airplane.
Yeah.
It is so, it's like so everyone for themselves. You know when like you're exiting and it's like this row first and then this row and then you have to stop, get out, get your suitcase out of the bin above you and then go. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get my suitcase and this guy behind me was trying to squeeze past me. And you guys know me.
No
I literally stopped and I go, excuse me, I'm getting my suitcase out. And literally, it's like, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Like, where are you rushing to? Like, to the line in customs just to be one person in front of me?
The like, only it's reason honestly I crazy. Can excuse that behavior is if you're having to catch a layover and you're about to miss it. But still.
Yes, but then you would say that. Like, most people would say that. And actually, most modern.
I'm so sorry. I'm running to the layover. I'm running to a connection.
Not a grown man pushing. No. I mean, I would like to say I look a little younger than I am. Yeah, it's like, come on. Come on, guy. Like, I'm
he
a woman.
Been
Jesus
you.
Christ.
Lauren.
Ashley.
Did you get Dad his figs yet?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
You did not get Dad his figs yet?
Uh-huh. I gotta do it.
Okay.
there are very special people in our lives, nurses, doctors, dentists, anybody who works in the medicine and healthcare industry. And these poor people.
These poor people have to wear ugly scrubs day in and day out.
They're yucky. They don't feel good. They don't make you feel good. They don't make you feel good inside or out.
You don't feel like your butt looks good, but Figs has changed
Dad's
the game.
Is so flat in his greens. His
Figs
scrubs.
Have a yoga pant waistband, so you can always feel like sucked in, but also not too uncomfortable, and your butt will look good. They got different colors. You look chic.
Say goodbye to the scratchy, ill-fitting scrubs. Nobody deserves those ugly, uncomfortable things anymore.
We're so mean.
Figs is now creating high-quality medical apparel to make you feel and look your best inside and out. Because, like, if you feel that yucky, like, what if this was Grey's Anatomy and there was a cute doctor at work and you're trying to get with him, but, like, you have to feel yucky every day.
I agree.
Figs also is infused with antimicrobial properties to control odors, and it's ridiculously soft and moisture wicking, and features a four-way stretch, and as I said before, it has a yoga waistband
is awesome. But you know what's even more awesome?
What?
They're jogger styles.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
And every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through Threads for Threads initiative. Also, Figs is, they have gift cards, so that's also a great thing if you don't know what color your person's gonna want.
Yeah, or you just give them a gift card. Trying to find a gift card for somebody in the medical industry. Figs is gonna make this really easy for you. They're gonna give you 50% off your first purchase by using our code GETIT, GETIT. So head to Wear Figs, that is Wear, and then Figs is FIGS.com, WEARFIGS.com, and enter our promo code GETIT at checkout.
There was another list. There was another thing about airplanes on my list today, and that has to do with what you're talking about. And just, I think we must have talked about this before, but like, and I'm not even just calling out men in this case. I'm calling out women as well. If I'm struggling with my suitcase,
oh my God.
Have we talked about this?
Yeah,
I'm sure I know we have.
Yeah,
but like, if I'm struggling with my suitcase and I'm like trying to balance it on my head to get it in and out, I do that. I use it as like my third hand.
That's crazy.
If I'm on a plane without Jared and like I'm trying to like lift this up with my head, you'd think that anyone standing in front or behind me or even sitting right next to me would get up just to like give me one hand, just one little lift, and nobody does it.
The disrespect.
The amount of men that I see just staring at me do this is
so bizarre.
Mind-boggling.
It's honestly so rude when like they don't, it makes me so sad for the world we live in now. I'm like, chivalry's fucking dead.
Well, so
it's
then I tweeted that.
People are scared to help because a woman can do it on her own.
No,
I tweeted that. And like, and then I tweeted it, and half the people said that's because, one, they're either scared or I assume that I shouldn't because women are independent these days.
But saying you shouldn't and not asking are two totally different things.
Do you
it's not
help?
Like you go above and beyond and just grab someone's suitcase. Hey, can I help you with that? Yeah. And then the person says yes or no.
So now we're not allowed to help each other anymore. Yeah.
It's like Jesus Christ. Another, I have another topic I want to ask you guys about because I just realized okay, so if you call an Uber, and I know Lauren or like you guys both take each other to the airport for the most part.
Didn't do it this weekend.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But if you're like traveling to the airport or from the airport and you call an Uber, do you guys get mad if they don't get out of their car to put your suitcase in the trunk?
I never think
I don't
about
get
that.
Mad,
or do you expect
but most
it?
Of them do. Most of them do. I don't think that I've ever really come across
Should
one that
doesn't. Should it be expected?
No,
probably not.
Not
for Ubers.
Okay. Because one didn't. This guy didn't help me, and my suitcase was really heavy, and I was like kind of annoyed. But obviously I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn, like I didn't realize they technically don't have to.
Don't have to move their ass.
I think black car drivers.
They'll get a good tip though.
But it's not as
a better tip.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like obviously you're gonna give like a really great tip.
If you're taking a black car, you're taking a taxi, I would say that they should, but Uber drivers, like, they're an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a driver by service.
By the way, based on our last podcast, or maybe the one before it or two ago, I got a DM from someone that is a maid in a hotel room, and she's like, thank you guys so much for talking about this, because you are supposed to leave, like, money for your maids in a hotel room, and they couldn't believe that I
didn't.
Did she say that, like, how much is expected? Was she, what, am I right?
You know what she did, but I can't remember what it was.
It's
but,
probably about what I said.
What was
like,
it?
Like $5 to $10 a day.
Yeah, I think it is $5 to $10 a day.
Okay, so I just want to wrap this up by my doing my last plane. I don't get it, which is more about a food than it is about a plane. Why do pretzels exist?
What do you mean?
Like, so, are you talking about the ones in a bag, or are you talking about soft pretzels?
Not Auntie Anne's or the good ones in the mall.
Well, those are pretzels.
Oh, the hard ones in a bag?
Why do hard ones in a bag?
You've done this already.
You know, I know.
You,
I don't
you
care.
Did a whole...
Really?
Yes, you hated on pretzels before. And
pretzels, that's bread. What we eat at the mall is buttered bread. That's not a pretzel. Pretzels Wait. Are in a bag, and they suck.
No, you said this before, Ashley. I'm almost positive because I like pretzels. I
you
like
do
the golden.
Like pretzels?
What's the blue one that says gold?
Yeah, rolled gold.
Rolled gold. I love those. Rolled I think gold? They're so tasty.
I think it's rolled gold, but so. As long as they are the sweet buttery,
the buttery
ones,
one with, and salty, so and, salty,
or the ones that have honey mustard on them.
Yeah, okay, honey mustard ones I can get down with, but when like You're the like flight plain. Attendant comes through the aisle and goes pretzels,
oh well, those yeah. pretzels,
like,
suck.
I go, some cardboard.
I don't want fucking pretzels. I'd rather not have anything in my mouth than
absolutely,
those pretzels.
Absolutely.
Do you have any
Give
other?
Me the Biscoff cookies.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, but can I talk? Can There's this. I was just on the Facebook group.
Can I talk?
Can
wait,
I
wait? Wait, okay, wait. I have one more thing. I have answers to the Concorde.
Okay, give okay. the answers to the Concorde.
Okay, okay. I need it. So British Airways and Air France were able to operate a Concorde at profit in spite of very high maintenance costs.
Okay.
Because the aircraft was able to sustain a high ticket price, it wasn't retired in 2013, 3 years after a crash. Oh, in which God. All the passengers and crew were killed, but that doesn't really tell me anything
oh my God,
because
that's terrible. Yeah.
Regular airlines crash too.
Yeah, but the high maintenance
So
fees.
I guess high maintenance fees is just like, it probably just wasn't that worth it.
God, I can't wait to
and
be rich one day.
It said, how much was a ticket on the Concorde?
Oh, how much?
What?
5,000?
What? I'm confused. This can't possibly be right.
What? What is it?
Is it?
It says it was 160,000.
What?
Well, how fast? If it take, I could believe that if you could get to London in like
oh,
3
no.
hours.
Okay.
The maintenance was 160,000.
I don't know where that answer came from or why it was up here on like the Google like frequently asked questions and answers, but they said it was about $4,000.
Okay,
that makes sense.
People spend $2,000
for 4,000 to 6,000, yeah. And then it says about 10,000 for round trip.
What is the average first class, you first classers?
I think like 1,000.
For what? It depends on where you're going.
Let's say I was going to like the East Coast. If I went home to Florida or
Well,
New
see,
York.
Jared and I only fly first to the East Coast from LAX to Boston because it can be on Delta One or JetBlue, like $650.
That's it?
Which is why we do it there. But if you do it on another airline, which doesn't even make any
Because you don't lay down.
If you do it at any other
Wait,
city.
Wait, it's only $650 to go
yeah,
to
and that,
Boston?
Yeah, on a lay down. But oh. it's, for some reason, it's just that route.
Wow.
I know. For some reason, just that
That's
route.
That's amazing. But That's how much go, a flight is.
Yeah, exactly. Because Whoa. We always end up just spending like $250 more
right.
to upgrade to first.
Exactly.
And it's a lie down.
And you sleep so the whole time. Your whole trip is different.
And they're not always that cheap. But if you're flying to D.C. or New York, just for example,
yeah,
it can be like $1,600 one way. Yeah, it's very bizarre.
So crazy.
Very bizarre, so it varies.
I also don't get why, like, I'm always constantly thinking of how much I could get done when I'm just sitting in this, like, tiny-ass chair. And I'm like, I could be getting my nails done right now. I could be getting a massage. Someone could be doing my hair.
Like, have services
I could have
on
laid
board.
Down and get my eyelashes done. Like, why aren't these services available
what
to
if you
us
got
on
off
an airplane?
A plane with your nails done, your eyelashes done, and, like, a blowout?
That's what Kim does. That's what a lot of celebrities do.
Wow.
They go to, like, Japan, and it's like they have like 10 massages in between. Got so much work done.
Got so much work done.
No, seriously, yeah. You could get like filler.
So
up
you know that
I'm serious. You have a new face.
You land with a new face.
Yes. Why isn't that? Like, doesn't that not make sense? Because you have all these people at your disposal in one place that are willing to spend a lot of money to be comfortable.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't make
like,
any sense to me.
Like, you'd spend an absurd amount for a massage.
Yes.
Just to lay down
you know how many
for
people,
an hour
you
massage.
You know how many people would spend $300 to get, like, a massage in an airplane chair? A buttload of people would do that for a 6 to 7 hour flight.
Do you ever look at the prices of the massage places yeah. at the airport?
I do them all the time. They're
Are
so
you serious?
Expensive.
Yes. It's Guys. Like 20 minutes or like $60 for 20 yeah. minutes.
It's happy. It's I need the mental health. Like if I'm at a layover.
If it's worth it for you, fucking do it.
I've done it at O'Hare before. O'Hare has like a couple good ones. They have a like a whole massage spa there. They have a room you can lay down. They have a lay down bed.
Oh, I think I saw one of those. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And I get my nails done. If I can do anything, mm-hmm. I just love getting shit done when I'm waiting. Yes. I feel so efficient.
I love it.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Got it. Lauren, did you have
one? I was on the Facebook group and there was this post where someone said that you looked pregnant. What picture was that?
No, it was on my Instagram and it must have rolled over to a discussion on the message board.
I still have friends that are like, is Ashley pregnant?
It's so crazy.
But like, you look pregnant. What picture was it?
So it was just the picture that I posted like today or yesterday.
Why would people say that? That's so mean.
So then it started off. Okay, so somebody said Ashley looks pregnant.
Oh, you're talking about your face?
Based on my face here. And so then 100 people responded saying like, you're so rude. How could you ever say this based on a face picture, let alone any kind of picture?
That's so mean. That's
true. I think the girl like truly meant like, oh, she looks happy and glowy or something like that.
That's debatable.
I don't know. So, but
I feel like, bad that she got 100 messages attacking.
I feel a little bad too, but like they came at her.
Wow.
Because I responded by saying, nope, on my period.
Okay. I wanted you to also maybe talk about your KY. Debacle a little bit underneath your picture and how people are judging you for using lube, because it's, I'm sure people out there listening to this podcast use lube and they don't want to be shamed for it.
Well, what's the KY, the sponsored post?
Yeah, but it was just really ignorant. A lot of the comments were so ignorant, saying
what
that like
it?
You shouldn't need this at your age. And I was like, you are
oh
so
my God,
what an ignorant comment. Like so many people
Ashley,
were like,
how do you
somebody
deal
said
with
like,
the, how do you deal with this? Like you're pregnant, you're too like young to be using lube. Like how do you,
Jared doesn't actually feel that way.
How do you mentally deal? Do you really genuinely block it out? Like, or does it affect you in any way?
It just affects me at moments. Like Lauren saw me all riled up over that last week, 'cause I was so annoyed because I got multiple comments about how I shouldn't need this at my age. And if I do need this at my age, that I need to like go get checked out. And I'm like, that is the most ignorant comment I've ever heard. If you're saying that like one, lube is an enhancer, no ways about it. Like it's not ever going
people
to make
people who are already wet are going to really enjoy it.
And no one, it's never going to make anybody's time less enjoyable.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I mean. And two, there are so many like medical issues and medications that make it really the only way to make it really enjoyable.
Yeah.
And,
but also no one should have to explain themselves and no one should be diagnosing people over an Instagram comment. Don't like, people, it is getting out of hand. Can I just say, there's this girl named Chanel. You'll know her. She's a YouTuber. Or
yeah.
What is her name?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Chanel?
Literally, I'm so old. Some YouTuber put up this video. I want your guys' thoughts. Mm-hmm. I stopped watching it. I was I can't believe this is the world we live in. It's not even that bad. It's just bad to me. It's sad to me. She was like, I just want to say, she starts off saying by like, you know, I really am such a good friend, or I'm there for people, blah, blah, blah. And then the point of the video is she's like, no one likes my photos.
Oh my God, she's
and like
serious?
It was like a whole serious video about like how she's, you know, supporting other people and people aren't liking her photos.
That's bad.
I'm like, God. To put a video, like a video. That's so crazy, really bad. Guys, yeah. That's so crazy.
Ben and I always talk about on the Almost Famous podcast, self-describing. And how, like, I What's hate that? It. That means, like, her saying, like, I'm a good friend. I'm a good person.
Interesting.
Like, I support other people.
Right. That's the worst kind of person. For me personally,
It usually shows.
Like, why do you feel the need to say that? Because you're trying to validate yourself.
I don't think any of my friends ever do that.
No.
I don't think I would keep a friend who does that.
It was Chanel West Coast.
I don't know who this is.
My diary, just so y'all know.
I don't know this girl.
Basically, my diary. I will continue to vent to y'all. So, something I realized is that being a friendly person makes less people f- with you.
No.
You seem awful. I don't know who you are, but I don't know how you have friends.
I am the most friendly motherfucker ever.
Really?
You seem, oh, wow.
Wow, you seem very
whatever.
Friendly.
Okay, we get it.
Wow.
I have to go back to my KY thing. Because oh. I remember one of the...
Ugh, sorry. Taylor video.
Okay, so I remember, like, the third comment that just, like, it set me off. Somebody goes, if you need lube, that means that you're not at this age. That means that you're not attracted to your partner. And I was just like, how dare you insinuate that when there are so many, like, issues that would, like, that lube can help enhance so many scenarios, and like, for like, please check yourself and like the medical conditions associated with like lubrication,
yeah,
natural lubrication before you insinuate
lube, like, in yeah. yeah
before you insinuate that someone is not attracted to their partner. She wasn't necessarily saying me, but she was talking about in general.
Right
Isn't that crazy?
What did they respond?
Yeah, a lot of people were like, I love it when Ashley claps back. Yeah,
exactly. What did they say? Did they say, I'm sorry? I'm
no
just kidding,
I don't or? Think that any of these girls said that, like, they're sorry. Some person said,
obviously,
like,
they don't care. Like, even if you said anything, that's such like a bold thing to say to someone. Like, you're not attracted to your partner. Like, they're not going to come back. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a, you look pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just thought you were happy.
I just, like, I don't know, like, what the future is going to, like, hold. Like, am I going to want my kids to be on social media? Like, what is, I don't know. It's too much.
Social media, like, I want to make my money from it, and then I want it to go away.
Totally, there's so many amazing things. Like, I love it. Like, I wouldn't be able to spread Heartbroken Anonymous without it. I just, people saying such mean things. It's like, you know when you're driving, you have road rage, and you sort of, like, yell yes. and say things, but the person can't hear you. Mm-hmm. But this is like walking up to someone.
They can hear you.
You're in an elevator and you're like looking at their face and you're saying, you smell.
Yeah. It's like, but they don't think that they're saying anything to anyone real. They don't think that.
You don't think so?
No way. They don't think that they're actually talking to
someone.
Can
we do?
Yeah, no, I can tell you this. So under the same KY post, somebody said to me, they like said, they were like, it's there, not there. Or like I had like the smallest typo. And then I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry that I had a typo, like it being sarcastic. Yeah. And the person screenshot it, put it on their Insta story and said, oh my God, I'm fangirling. Ashley responded to
That's me. That's it. But that is so sad to me. Like, you were just calling someone out. That's so weird. Like, can we take a step back and think about how weird that is? Because
she called me out on my typo.
Yeah. It's just so bizarre to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know, guys. I don't know. It's
okay,
so weird.
On to lighter topics. There's three I don't get it's left, and we got 10 minutes. They're all very silly.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Does anybody have any else before I go?
No, I feel like mine are sparked from yours.
I mean, they really do.
I don't get why no one would use the wet towelettes after taking a dump.
Well, lots of people didn't because they weren't biodegradable for a while. So, like, they would really clog up septic systems.
Oh, that's a good
reason.
Do
you guys do it? Because
now
I don't.
But I have new biodegradable ones that I now use.
Oh, what brand is it?
It's called, like, a Good Girl or something. Oh. Like, Clean Girl. It's, like, it's girl-oriented.
Okay, so here's the thing. Doesn't it leave, like, your butt crack, like, a little wet?
A little bit.
Yeah, but clean
I don't
wet,
like that feeling.
Dirty
yeah,
wet.
But I don't like the clean. There is no dirty wet. It's, like, clean dry or clean wet. What are you talking about? Like,
dirty wet.
Ew.
There's no dirty wet.
You wipe.
It's shit.
What do you
Shit's
mean?
Dirty.
Yeah, but you wipe with toilet paper,
so it's not wet.
Yeah, but the wet is from the clean toilet.
You're saying
wipe.
Clean, wet, and clean.
I know, but I don't like having jeans and a thong on and my ass crack being wet from a wipe. It's a weird feeling.
Okay.
No?
Well, welcome to my discharge life.
I literally, I told Lauren the other day, I was like, I just, my pants are just always wet. I just always have a little wetness in my pants.
Can I go back to what we were talking about for 1 second?
Yeah.
I want to do like a podcast on like the psychology of trolling. Like, I wonder if there's been studies on like what people actually feel 100%. When they say things.
I'm sure there has to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just putting that out there.
Absolutely. I wonder who those people are.
I'm so in Goop Lab mode because I've seen all the Goop Lab.
Did you see all of them?
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Lauren, you have to watch the vagina ones. So we can talk about this
the
next
Volvo
week.
One.
I don't know what Volvo you're
one.
About.
The Volvo one.
So Gwyneth Paltrow has a new show on Netflix.
Yes, from Goop. Yes,
it's just 6 episodes where they do like cultural like female things.
It's incredible. I'm obsessed.
So there's this one where they show labias.
Like, oh, I love it.
They everyone
a bunch of different. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they show but this real female orgasm. We talked about this, remember?
No, we talked about Julia.
I thought
whatever.
We talked about this on the podcast last week.
We did, because remember I said I wanted Betty Dodson on?
Yeah. But did we say it on the pod?
Maybe we didn't.
Well, you guys, I'm sorry if we did or did not, but yeah.
I never hear anything about labias.
Lauren,
remember
it's
this.
So good.
Well, so I talked about you having a porn labia. You have a porn labia, so like it doesn't...
Okay, yes, it's all coming.
Okay, yeah.
She goes, oh, yes, my incredible vagina.
Lauren literally recall. Is a vagina that every woman would request in the
NASA's
plastic surgery.
I'm
pretty
I
sure she does.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
vagina,
sure you
yes.
do. I mean, I'm pretty mediocre. Once
I've
never seen a vagina, well, yeah. And I know it's beautiful because all vaginas are beautiful.
Okay,
and that was the whole point of the episode.
Yes, I know. But looking at it, I would also, yeah, okay, I'm not going to.
And a lot of porn vaginas are not.
They're not real. And all these women are getting surgeries. You got to watch it. We'll watch it after.
What were you going to say?
Not cute.
Porn vaginas? I feel like they're not allowed to be in porn if they're not cute these days.
Of course they are. There's tons of different porn out there.
Well, not if you like, well, I've only seen female-oriented porn.
What?
You've never seen female-oriented porn?
What do you mean female-oriented
like to
porn?
Get a female off, like girls kissing girls?
No. There's porn made for women.
Oh, no. I've never. I
no.
don't think
oh, I can imagine watching real porn.
Wait, what is porn made for women?
It's
what's
like
that?
Slow kissing.
It's like actual, like
a
little
storytelling.
There's not real storytelling. It's just not... It's not it's not Pound Town or anything
once
like super graphic.
Once upon a time in the cast. Wait, can you send me some links? I want to watch this later.
Okay.
That's funny.
We'll discuss this next week.
Okay, we could do a whole episode on porn. I can't
we
believe we've
do
done this
porn.
For three and a half. Well, we did
well,
do
we
a porn,
did porn star. That was shocking.
We but if we talked about the psychology of porn, because we, if you guys watch the Lisa Ling, the you know the CNN show that I like,
yeah, yeah.
She has one on like the psychology of it on young children and like how it affects like sex amongst young people
course,
today because
yeah.
of course they think that that's real sex
yeah.
which is not
yeah
yeah everyone's expecting you to go oh yeah
yeah, yeah. It's, but it's like it like it like affects women the most
yeah,
like
yeah.
Well, that's why the labia there was the labia episode
yeah
and like that
that
response
amazing
watching her have an orgasm and be like yeah, that,
yeah.
That would be how you would respond to
oh,
it
I gotta see
not,
that
yeah.
not to the way that
we'll
you'd
put it on after
porn.
This
oh yeah okay
no.
Yeah, Lauren, is that how you moan?
Oh yeah. No, there's this kid at school, Jet, who walks around.
Oh
if he
my
sees
god.
You doing something amazing, he goes, "Oh yeah."
Oh my god, that's okay. so funny. Okay,
wow.
So
you turn into him when you
basically.
Are
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
three
amazing.
Really quick ones to finish out my. I don't get it. Boxed flowers. I don't understand these new boxed roses and like how everybody puts their flowers in a box now. It's like it doesn't look pretty.
Oh my god, you were the first person to say this and you're absolutely correct.
Thank you.
It is so weird, but I love the
I like that they'd last for a whole year, but it's like that's
not
cool
boot,
they last
Venus
for
de Flor. Venus de Flor. I
sure,
love those
either
roses.
One.
But why in a box?
But I'm like, okay, so I'm glad that it lasts a year, except for it's not going to look pretty in my house because it's a box on my table.
Can you take
but
them out
a round,
of a box?
Pretty box?
No, sometimes they're square and that's just
yes,
kind of weird.
I have squared ones too. And I'm just like, why? No.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Well, I
agree because you're not going to put a square box in the middle of your coffee table.
Yeah, it
like,
doesn't
think
look
about
right.
It.
If like if they got higher or something, or like, can't you just get a? How about this to those companies? Make a vase box, like sort of, kind of, where you put the stuffing into like a silver vase, and then they come out the top and they look like real, like a real. Bouquet.
I still wouldn't put that in my house, but yeah, like that would be better than the box they're offering now. But mm-hmm. why can't you just make them so? Why are
yeah,
they
why
in
can't
a
you make them in a vase form? In,
I
so
got,
in a bouquet.
I
way.
Got the
or
voodoo
stem,
or whatever.
The
what
Venus
de
Flor.
Venus de Flor. I got black ones for Valentine's.
I know, how dope.
Day.
Oh, high really? Five, yeah, Lauren.
They're dope. Black ones, and they're in a black box. So it's a round black box with black roses. So it kind of like would go with my aesthetic.
Okay, for yes, you, that makes sense.
That's so different though, because they're black. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's like a certain look and aesthetic. But also, Lauren, they last a year, right?
Yeah.
So you just have like a box out for a year.
But you don't think that's kind of weird? To me. It looks like a fucking.
Because it's all one color, it's monochromatic.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
But if they were red, then yeah, it'd just be like red, this red.
It's like red flowers all year long, just like in a box.
That is such a good, I don't get it. That makes no sense.
It's interesting.
Especially yeah. considering how expensive they are. Like, they should come
they're
with like
crazy
stems.
Crazy fucking
there's
expensive.
So much money.
So weird.
But yeah. I will say the one my friend Natalie gave me when she asked me to be her bridesmaid 4 years ago now is still alive and it's right there.
Really?
Next to my
bed. Does it still smell good?
Yeah.
That's nice.
But you have to like get up close to it. It's not like it like exudes, you know what I mean?
Right.
Aroma.
Yeah. Okay. Little dogs, no leash.
Uh-huh.
I have a neighbor who they just got a second little Toto dog, like a miniature Toto, not even like a full size, like 15-pound Toto. Mm-hmm. And they are walking the new Toto with the old Toto without a leash. And twice the dog has wandered into the road at night with them like on the phone, like
Stop.
The owner's on the phone with no. the other Toto, and then the other one wanders into the street to like go say hi to Lois, and then they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, and they're like fumbling
oh, I'm so
around
sorry. Your dog can get
and they keep saying I'm
over.
Sorry I'm oh sorry I'm like
God. Don't apologize
and, so
to me
it happened to Jared once and it happened to me once and I didn't know what to do like I don't know what to do
you
in
have
this situation.
To tell them they're fucking dumb
wait because, especially like, especially in our neighborhoods like
where,
the
like,
amount of traffic
so much there's somebody on that road every minute.
Oh my God.
When I pull out of my driveway, I look left and right because of little dogs not on leashes. You could run over those in 2 seconds and not
yeah.
even see them.
So yeah. what is the point of that
what
for these
the
owners?
Point?
What is the point?
They're
like,
too
is that
lazy to train?
Well, is it? Do you, is that like a mechanism to train your dog to just follow you or would
yeah,
you
but
do
also,
that on
what
a leash?
Is the point? You know, you'd use that first of all as a leash. First, train them like stay by yeah. me, stay by me.
Yeah. Look, I get it. Like Jared used to have Clark kind of like that because they lived in a quiet neighborhood with the yard right there, and you know, and they weren't right off the main street. They were
right.
like in a parking garage, right. parking lot area. And he obviously made it seem like he made Clark to be as a more obedient before. He yeah. experienced yes.
If you
this
have a trained, if you have a trained dog, then yes, obviously don't have it on the leash. Your dog's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this, well, like a, sure. But this is a newborn baby
yeah.
on a city road.
Yeah.
Big dogs
no
are
sense.
Also more able to be off of yeah. leash. Little dogs will see like a squirrel, like me, 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 me. You know.
Yeah. yeah.
Like who will see anything and run in the middle of the road? That really pisses me off.
That's it really pisses.
It's
scary.
Like why ever risk your dog getting run
That's
over?
That's so scary.
I haven't seen them out in a while. But Jared and I were like, what should we? Jared goes,
you should make
we,
a comment.
Jared goes, should we be passive aggressive and say something like, yeah. we have a lot of other leashes if you need some?
No, we don't say that.
I don't know. You should just say, you should probably put him on a leash.
Be like, he's getting in the road. I'm just concerned he's going to get hit.
Yeah.
Wow.
My last. Well,
that's crazy.
My last is funny. At what point did it go from, I'm going to, at what point did it go from, I got to go to the health club to I'm going to the gym?
Oh.
Wait, whoever said I'm going to the health club?
Our parents. They oh. used to go to the health club.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
1992?
Okay. Yeah, because it was like I was watching Seinfeld and they were talking about
yes,
the health club.
Yes, okay. In Florida, hello, Retirement Central.
Yeah, well, no, they're but called, the health club because you got the
They're called
the pool,
athletic clubs
okay.
or
pool
yes,
tennis.
Like a community center.
Yeah. yeah.
Yes, yes.
But like my parents, when we lived in Boston, my mom was always, health she club. Like, she's going to, my dad's going to stay yeah. home with me when she goes to the health club.
The health right. club.
No, but those still exist, and that's different than a gym.
It's
like the gyms
court,
we have.
Swimming.
I know. Mom's was just solely a gym.
It was just a gym.
Yeah.
Are you sure it didn't have a pool?
Mom and Dad also called the health club when they went to fucking. Was it?
They
Regency?
Did the Regency.
Yeah. They called the health club.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
They think yeah. it's part. Of, they're part of a club.
I love it. Some of them are clubs,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, the thing that you're a member. Yeah. So you feel like a club.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's
that
funny.
One. Remember how good their burgers were there.
Yes, I would go and like I'm only going to the gym to eat this burger. I don't
yeah.
know why they sell these
I mean,
here.
Some yeah, and country clubs are even like better.
This wasn't a country club; it was like midway where like there is tennis courts, racquetball, and then there was a pool. That's then so there's nice. Also a cafe.
Yeah, that's so nice. I'm like, gonna is it I almost joined a tennis club, the Beverly Hills Tennis Club, like all old people like me.
Yeah, that's right. But it's like nice $300
have,
a month.
But it's so nice because it's like they have a pool and you guys know that it's so hard to get access to a pool in LA, and they have like a restaurant with a really good chef. Like I'm so gonna join like one of those clubs. No, I wish. Yeah.
All right, so those are my I don't get.
Those are really such good.
Thanks,
that
guys.
Was like a, you carried us thank through you. The whole hour.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to continue to do this with our bi-weekly rambles.
And I'm going to start writing mine down because I had such a good one and I forgot it.
Hey,
I'm
if
so
we
sad.
All three did it every week, we could probably just do rambles every week.
Okay. Yeah.
People would probably love
People
that.
People love that, except for, yeah, actually, we should bring up something. Someone said that they didn't love the heartbreak one on the Facebook group.
Oh, really? Why?
They said, because even that we were sort of jokey about the fact that there's so many life coaches in LA mm-hmm. and like that they just didn't really know her certification. But I thought she did explain like that she studied.
I'll be honest, don't really know how she got her
people
credentials.
Don't love like the self-help. Some, yeah. Well, I guess this one person didn't. I shouldn't say yeah. people. But I thought that was interesting. I'm like,
I think because a lot of people, like I said last week, I think like a lot of people are like, oh, what makes you qualified to tell me about my life? Yeah. You can't even, like some of them, you're like, yeah. How's your life thriving so much so that you can give such broad advice?
The funny thing is that I think that about like everything. And that's why I love that I'm not a coach or like with Heartbroken Anonymous.
Yeah.
Like I'm so
leader. You're
open about like how
organizer.
I will not give anyone advice. Yeah. I have no idea.
Cause
I
organizer.
I think it's weird when people give advice. It's not weird when people ask us questions mm-hmm. like Q&A and we give advice, but I think it's weird when people just openly like preach things.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, well, that's not going to
work
for everyone.
Yeah. Exactly. Everyone has to do things differently.
Right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Very satisfying podcast.
All right.
Very good.
We love you all.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.